25 to 8, and Des Cahill has your Friday sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Anya. Liverpool's 68-game unbeaten home run in the Premier League came to an end last night as Ashley Barnes fired in a late winner from the penalty spot to secure a famous 1-0 victory for Burnley, who hadn't won at Anfield since 1974. Liverpool's last league defeat on their own ground came nearly 4 years ago in April 2017. They're now 6 points behind league leaders Manchester United at the midway point in the campaign. Play is underway on day two of golf's Abu Dhabi Championship. Rory McIlroy leads on 8 under par, but both he and Padraig Harrington on 2 under don't tee off until later this morning. Graham McDowell and Shane Lowry finished their first round this morning. They're currently in their second round, early stages. Graham McDowell has moved to 1 under par. Shane Lowry has moved to 1 over. He was 3 over after the first round, but the cut is currently projected at level par. Now, many tributes are being paid to Irish athlete Gerry Kiernan, who has passed away at the age of 67. Well known as an RTE pundit, of course, but as an athlete, twice a winner of the Dublin Marathon and also famously finished 9th in the Olympic Marathon in Los Angeles when John Tracy was 2nd. But what struck me most, even though there were tributes from people like the Taoiseach and President Higgins, were the tributes from those who were pupils of Gerry in Fox Rock, in St Bridget's School, and the young athletes he mentored. They all spoke of how he was a father figure to so many of them and helped them believe so much in their potential. One of these is current Olympian Ciara McGeehan. Here's what she had to say to Greg on Drive Time.
There's an awful lot of people feeling the same as me because he touched so many of our lives. He was more than just a coach to me. To everybody else, he was my coach, but he was more than that. He was a friend and a mentor. And to be honest, he was like a father figure to me in Dublin. He had this special ability to meet anybody and meet them at their level. He was a humble man. He was a tough man, a fickle man. I'd say people from the outside thought he was very hard and stern in a few ways, but anybody who knew him closely knew that wasn't the case. He was a big softie. He called me his ragazza. He has two lovely sons who I know are going to miss him dearly. And I felt like a part of his family. I felt like a daughter. He was like a father for me. And, there's something special there with Gerry. And you know, it was the hardest thing in my life, actually, leaving Dublin and coming to Manchester. It was a really tough decision for me in my athletics career. My boyfriend would be upset to hear it wasn't hard leaving him in Dublin and coming to Manchester. It was hard leaving Gerry. I felt like I had broke his heart a little bit, and it broke my heart a lot, leaving him as my coach, but also as my friend. You know, the bond we had as coach and athlete was something special. He spoke so passionately about the past, but he didn't live in the past at all. And he didn't carry an air of I'm a great athlete. There's many athletes you meet in Ireland who everybody knows their name, and they're kind of like the guest of honour everywhere that you go. Gerry just toddled in at the back and sat down. And I love that about Gerry. So whenever he took me under his wing and nurtured me and made me believe in my ability. And he was a special man. He definitely was. He's going to be missed by many. And there'll never be another Gerry Kiernan, that's for sure.
That is for sure. That's Ciara McGeehan. We'll hear from John Tracy later in the programme. In Gaelic games, it's widely reported, though not confirmed, that Paul Mannion has become the latest Dublin footballer to withdraw from the county panel. The 27-year-old apparently wants to take a break from the game. We've racing this evening in Dundalk. The first race is at 4 o'clock. And apart from John Tracy, we'll hear from Donal Lennon on Munster versus Leinster later in the programme.